I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Suicide bombings in Iraq overnight and today killed at least 25 Iraqis. That has fueled more concern that violence will discourage Iraqis from voting in the January 30th election. Saad Jawad, a professor of politics at Baghdad University, is also worried that the election is not relevant to the needs and concerns of many Iraqis.
The vast majority are, in my opinion, indifferent to the elections.
What do you mean?
I mean, they are bothered with their own problems, electricity, water, gasoline, petrol, curfews, disorder, instability, insecurity. This is the problems of the Iraqis, not the elections.
But don't they think the elections could go in at least some small measure to solving those problems?
Well, I don't think they believe anybody, because the Prime Minister has been promising them to solve the problem of the instability, disorder. Even the measures taken by the government, which is 3 days of curfew, no movement, no car movement between the Iraqi provinces, is scaring alarming the people and preventing them from participating.
You're talking about the border closures during the elections.
Not only the border closure. There is a closure of movement. There is no movement between the Iraqi provinces. A man from Baghdad cannot go to the south or to the north or to the middle of Iraq.
Right. And this was ostensibly to protect people so that they could vote and not fear reprisals.
Protecting them is one thing, but when you have this feeling of a lot of preventions, that means the security is not stable and the government is not able to protect them. Because if you take all these measures, then there are a lot of threats. And these threats which were scaring the people.
Here in America, we have the usual stump speeches, lots of televised advertisements, lots of media appearances. You see candidates shaking hands and kissing babies, that kind of thing. Give us an impression of what's going on there in Iraq. How is the election campaign being waged?
The candidates are not appearing in the streets. Even their names is not known for the people for security reasons. Only few candidates have published their names. Some TV programs were run for the candidates of some of the political parties.
And what are the TV ads like, or the TV appearances like?
Well, that also depends on the financial capacity of the candidate. Some of them have a lot of money bestowed on them by some organizations. They do advertisements, they do banners, they do this in papers and streets. The others do not have this capability. They are still publishing in some of the newspapers, or they are just putting some banners in the streets.
So Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, he's running. He has money to finance a public campaign?
Well, Prime Minister Alawi has been on TV almost every day on all Arabic satellite channels. Almost all Arabic satellite channels and Iraqi channel. The others appear on interviews with some of the channels, but not all of them have this opportunity.
Saad Jawad is a professor of politics at the University of Baghdad. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.